Friday, and it is time for another Furry Friends Friday.
Don't give it away, because I think they can maybe make some hints at the mic.
All right, hang on.
Okay. Go ahead, guys. Oh, come on. Why aren't you making any sounds now? Can you hear it in your in your headphones? Okay, that's probably enough of a teaser.
Okay, so if anybody knows that sound, that is guinea pig, right?
Yeah.
Look at them. We got two of them today.
We do.
Oh, my gosh. We got Carly from the Berrien County Animal Control, and you have... What I like is you guys always, you know, you change it up every once in a while, and you you bring us some great furry animals like these guys or these gals, right?
Yeah, they're both female. Yep.
Female. So we have, what are their names?
Well, Venus here is a blonde and white guinea pig, and Serena is a tricolored.
Oh, yeah, Venus and Serena.
We do.
Do they also play tennis?
I don't know. I haven't witnessed it yet, but you never know. They've got these little fingers. I bet they could hold a little tiny. They probably could.
I just love the little racket sounds that they make.
It's so cute.
Yeah, that's really
cute. They are. They're super friendly.
So what's their story? Where how did they come to you
they,
guys?
They actually were owner surrenders. The family just could not keep them, moving into an apartment that did not allow any pets whatsoever, not even fish.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they
That's pretty harsh.
It was pretty harsh. So they brought them into us to find them a new home.
Okay.
So they are here, and they're up for adoption. And we'd love to see them go together because they are best friends.
Okay.
And they do share the same cage. They are $10 to adopt for the pair.
Wonderful.
And just come on into the shelter, and we'd love to help you out and get them into a new home.
They're real sweet.
Yeah. They're very sweet. They love to be handled.
Yeah. Now, the guinea pigs, they like to run on wheels too, right?
They do. You can also get the larger balls for them as just like a hamster ball, but they have the larger ones for guinea pigs.
And they can run around my house?
They could. Yeah. They could. Oh, just have to watch them if you have stairs.
Sure.
You don't want them going down any stairs. That would shake them up a little bit.
We don't want stunt double kind of guinea pigs.
Very true.
These are really cool. You know, I never had, I always had like dogs and cats when I was growing up, so I never had a guinea pig. So this is really cool for, you know, any kid growing up or any family that wants to, you know, add something really cool. They're really cute.
And
they are.
Often the hardest part with having an animal like this is getting them tamed. Like,
yes.
That's the most challenging part. And they're already so tame.
They are. They are. And guinea pigs are, they like to be in a group, so having two is actually better than having just one.
Oh, okay.
They do. They're very, very social animals. And they're actually really extremely easy to take care of. Like humans, they cannot produce vitamin C.
Okay.
So
okay.
They have to be fed like carrots and dark green leafy vegetables every day so that you can keep the vitamin C in their body so they stay healthy longer. So they're actually very easy to take care of. They eat a pellet. They eat alfalfa hay. They're actually really super easy to take care of.
Zach, you look a little bit like a guinea pig right
Zach's
now.
Like, Zach's got his guinea pig on his guinea pig face on right now. This is really cool. And I didn't even know that about vitamin C. Can I give it a glass of orange juice?
No, they won't drink orange juice. They're not too big on the citrus.
Okay, good to know. But this is really cool. So if anybody wants to adopt you, you said $10 to adopt these guinea pigs?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, $10 for the pair.
Wow.
Yep, and they're very, very socialized. So that's the big thing is they are, like Megan was saying, they're extremely socialized, and it's very hard to socialize guinea pigs.
Right.
You have to do it at a very early age. Otherwise, they just are very skittish and they run away from you.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, that's really cool. I'm fascinated by these.
Zach used to have one of these? Zach said we maybe could have an office guinea pig.
Ooh, an office guinea pig.
Well,
that'd
two. We'd have to have...
Can't make decisions like that. I don't know why I tried.
We already got Zach East's stamp of approval here. Yeah. So we'll be taking that to the front office. But, you know, you guys have not only just guinea pigs, but you have a bunch of other furry animals as well.
We do.
And people get to hang out with them, too.
Absolutely.
This weekend.
Yeah, we're actually having a trunk or treat party tomorrow from 9 to noon at the shelter. We're asking businesses, church groups, anybody who lives out in the country or anybody who wants to hand out candy. We have our large walking loop. We're trying to get it as a safe environment for trick-or-treating. And we're actually going to have cookies, decorating cookies. We're going to have kids' coloring pages. We're going to have snacks, apples, apple cider.
Wonderful.
And maybe just maybe you'll take your new best friend home.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We have a lot of cats and dogs available for adoption, the guinea pigs, and we also have a lot of bunnies still available for adoption as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we've said before, you know, if, for fair, a lot of kids that are interested in the fair, bunnies are great for that.
They are. Very easy project for fair.
Mm-hmm. I just got a text message from my sister-in-law. How old are these guinea pigs?
They are about 2 years old.
2 years old. So is that how long do the guinea pigs like put?
Typically 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
So they still have quite a bit of life left.
So maybe if she's listening, my nieces and nephews, they could totally take some guinea pigs.
Absolutely.
They've also got cats. So does that work out?
Sure. Most of the time, as long as you keep them in a cage that's safe and secure, the cats can't bother them.
Yeah.
I personally had guinea pigs and my cats left them alone. They'd watch them, but
they're a little big for a cat to try to take down.
Yeah. A little bit much.
Yeah.
I know, they're just like, that's a weird looking cat.
Why is this
kitten doesn't grow any bigger? Well, this is very wonderful. Thank you so much to Venus and Serena.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you win Wimbledon again as a tandem, and hopefully you adopt them as a tandem or doubles partners, as they say in tennis.
Oh boy.
Enough puns. How do we get a hold of you guys, Carla?
Come on out to the shelter. We're located at 1400 South Euclid here in Benton Harbor. We're right off of Napier. We sit between the college and 94. And we're open today till 4:30. Tomorrow will be the 8:30 to noon party from 9 to noon.
Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you so much for stopping by and being part of Furry Friends Friday. It's all brought to you by Distinguished Stoneworks in Stevensville, where each job is custom made. So the only limitation is your imagination, and they encourage you to support our local animal rescue groups and shelters.